This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
Yo, you are in the right place at the right time, listening to the right thing. Tech Webcast. Congratulations on choosing such an awesome thing to listen to. You are clearly very smart. You're into tech stuff. You love hearing Brad and Jason and their guests chat. And you're probably really good looking too. Well done. So let's get into it. The weekly tech extravaganza that is Tech Webcast. In 3, 2, 1. Let's go!
Welcome to episode 194 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on Saturday, the 23rd of June, 2012. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Today's hosts, Brad, Stephen, Jason and Jody, and our guest is Peter Radosevich from the Envy app. How's it going, Brad?
Hey, Jason, how you going, mate?
Not too bad. Bit chilly, but doing all right. Got the heater on.
Yep, same. Cold here in Melbourne. I heard you got some ice in Sydney. You got your car got snowed or something.
Windscreen, yeah. Windscreen ices up because it's outside and it gets to like 6 degrees or lower during the night. So when I come out at 7 o'clock in the morning to drive to the train station, I have to bring some warm water to pour on there so I can melt the ice to drive. Otherwise, I can't see a damn thing.
So you get the train from to work.
Yeah, there's no way I'm going to drive into work in Sydney. It would take me, I'd have to get up at like 2 a.m. and take me 4 hours and then cost me like $400 a month or something.
That's crazy. All right, well, any new, what have you been happening this week? Any good stuff been happening with you, Jason?
Yeah, well, this week I decided to go through all my photo albums of my daughter and found a nice bunch of photos and then did a Google search and found Target photo books are the cheapest ones to go for. So I went and got 4 books printed, 20 pages, A4 size, and it's got probably about 40 photos in there of her as she was growing up. So I've got that for me, my ex-wife, and both their parents. So
nice.
Yeah, they're very nice. I just picked it up today from Target in Mount Druitt, just up the road. And it's real nice hardcover book, very clear photos and everything, so everybody's going to love that.
And Mong joined the music streaming services this week too.
Yeah, Jason. Mong, we got that Mong. In the news today.
Cool. Have you been using
it? I had a problem with it. You see, the computers I use at work are connected through proxy servers and VPNs in the US, so when I signed up to Mong, I got a US account, which meant I couldn't get the 14-day free trial.
Damn.
But Zoe from Mog was very nice. She tweeted me and got me to send her an email, and they deleted that account. So she said, if you want your 14 days, sign up now through the Big Pond link.
Yep.
And then you can get access to use the service for 14 days for free if you want to. So that was very nice of them to help me out that way.
Nice. So have you been using it since then, or have you been using it?
Well, I had a look through and added a bunch of albums and artists to my playlist and favorites, but then that was the account that got deleted, so I haven't done anything since then.
Yeah. Personally, I swear by it, you can't go wrong with Spotify with the new radio option.
Yep. There, how much is Spotify?
$12.
$12 a month?
Yep.
Cool.
Or you can pay yearly, it's $143 I think a year.
Yeah, my thing is I mostly listen to podcasts, primarily Leo's Network and a few others like Adam Carolla's podcast. I really enjoy that. He's hilarious, but not safe for work listening.
Yeah, definitely.
Do a lot of swearing, but he's hilarious. So he's also got Penn Jillette from Penn and Teller doing Penn Sunday School on his network as well. So I listen to that and a few others. So they are free and entertaining and up-to-date news, and I don't really listen to music that much.
Yeah, I love music. Steve, what's been happening to you, mate? Hello and welcome to the show.
I've just been pretty busy this week. I've got some in fact, I might have to miss next week's show because we're going to be down in Corpus Christi filming for the Columbus ship update video. Actually going to have the family that lineage traces back all the way to the Nina Columbus ship and 1500s or wherever time zone
that was.
Good.
That's amazing.
That sounds good. All right, well, no, Steve, next week maybe then.
Just Jody and Brad next week.
Oh, you won't be on it.
Oh, you know, I'm gone for the next 3 weeks, right?
You're going to be kidding me. There's nothing to be me and Jody on. Okay, all right, that's cool. And the guest. So, Jody, okay, that's cool. So, hey, Jody.
Hey, Brad, how are you?
I'm well. And what have you been up to for the past 5 days?
She's sweltering.
Yeah, she's hot over there.
Yeah, we are sweltering. It's been very hot, about 100 degrees Fahrenheit, which is roughly 37.7 Celsius. So we've been kind of steamy. And, of course, in their infinite wisdom, the high school decided they were going to have graduation 3 o'clock in the afternoon this past Wednesday.
Wow.
Outside. Outside. So
not much air conditioning out there.
No, none at all. It was really, really hot. But the good news is that my daughter, Jackie, did graduate, and she's going to be attending university in the fall. She's going to the University of the Sciences in Philly. So got a great scholarship. And interestingly enough, she wants to be a veterinarian.
Ah, picks up the aquatic animals.
Yeah, absolutely. But the interesting thing when you talk about the, you know, how technology has changed everything. Not only was the school having the graduation ceremony, but they were also live broadcasting it. So both through the internet, people were live tweeting, but also video streaming it. So it was kind of interesting to see how technology has been evolving to even influence how the school is showing the graduation ceremony.
Cool.
So, yeah, good stuff.
Good stuff, yeah, good on her. All right, so Jason, any news today, mate, before we get into the guests?
Sure. An American woman is leading the charge against LinkedIn in a $5 million class action lawsuit alleging that the social network failed to protect its members' data. The suit is a result of the recent security breach in which hackers stole thousands of passwords. The passwords ended up on a site accessible to the public. KD Spreserka, the registered LinkedIn account holder since 2010, filed the suit last week in the U.S. District Court in the Northern District of California, claiming that LinkedIn violated its own privacy policies and user agreements by not following industry. LinkedIn spokeswoman Erin O'Hara said that the allegations are without merit. After watching Judge Alsop strike down its patent and Java API infringement claims, Oracle seems to be cutting its losses, agreeing to accept $0 in damages from Google. Confused, so was the judge, who reportedly responded to the proposal by asking, "Is there a catch I need to be aware of?" No catch, but Oracle isn't giving up, stating that it's taking its case to the Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit. If successful, the appeal could put the two firms back in Alsop's courtroom, perhaps asking for somewhere between the previously proposed $32.3 million and today's sum total of zilch. A video of a 68-year-old U.S. school bus monitor mercilessly taunted by school students has become an international online rallying point against bullies. A fund for the New York grandmother has already raised $275,000, and a deluge of people have demanded harsh punishment for the boys. Police said Klein does not want her young tormentors to face criminal charges, partly because of the storm of criticism leveled at the boys from Rochester after the video went viral. Kim.com recently hosted Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak at his Auckland home. .com tweeted a picture of the pair and a few hours later tweeted about his new digital music service, which he says will unchain artists and give them the most of the profits. .com, who is wanted by the United States over alleged criminal copyright violations, money laundering and wire fraud, is on bail at his luxury Albany mansion ahead of extradition hearings. And musicians welcome the arrival of another telco-backed music streaming service to follow Spotify, with Telstra to launch MOG this week. The subscription music on-demand platform will offer access to 16 million songs for a monthly fee of $6.99 or $11.99 depending on the device you want to use. No ads will be built into the streams, which will be available on PCs, digital music players, Apple and Android smartphones, tablets and Sonos wireless hi-fi systems. Telstra customers won't be hit with an extra data charges for using MOG. So that's news for today.
Good news, Jason, and you won't be here next week.
Yeah, not for the next 3 weeks.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to have no
Got
news.
Got a holiday.
That's good. Good on you. All right, yeah, great news, mate. Great news. We got Peter from Envy.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, Peter.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the app and what it does and that sort of thing.
Envy is a very simple app which lets you invite your friends and family with your iPhone. and you can pick a date together. So you send them an invitation for like a barbecue. You set up a few dates, and they get an email if they don't have the app, or they get the invitation inside the app if they do have it, and they can tell you which dates they are available, and finally you can pick a date. It's that easy.
Nice. All right. Yeah. How long has it been out for?
I think about 2 months right now.
Cool.
2-3 months, yeah.
Good stuff. And have you had many downloads of the app?
Yeah, we had to pull it out of the App Store for 2 weeks because we had a bug in there and we didn't want to sell the app with a bug in it. Mm-hmm. So we had to pull it for 2 weeks, but we're just back in the App Store now.
Nice.
And it's going good. I think we hit the 5,000 downloads.
Wow.
Something like that, yeah.
That's great. That's great. And how much is the app on the App Store?
It's $1.99.
That's cheap. All right.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Well, not a lot of users think that.
Really?
I think still, that's something we also noticed, that people don't like to pay for apps. We got a lot of feedback that they think it's too much.
Yeah, I like paying for apps if they're worth it and they're good design. I don't mind paying for apps, but free is also good as well. Jason, any questions?
Yeah, is this going to be coming to the Android platform in the future, or are you going to concentrate on iOS for now?
For now, we are concentrating on iOS because we're just 3 developers.
Mm-hmm.
But we do want to put it on Android, but we're bootstrapping, so we have to make more money from Infi first before we can develop the Android app.
Yeah, it says here cheaper than a cafe latte.
That's something we thought, because you easily pay $2 for a coffee. And you don't complain about it.
I pay double that at least.
yeah. But when you say your app is $1 or $2, people say, hey, software should be free, right? And they that's why you put it on there. So that.
Well, that would be the problem with the Google Play Store, is nobody pays for any apps there, basically, do they? Because even Angry Birds had to put in an ad-supported app because nobody would have downloaded it otherwise.
Yeah. That's something we have noticed also, and we decided not to put ads in there because we don't. Infi is a very clean app, and we don't like to put ads in. It would not be good for the app, so we just decided to ask money for it instead of ads.
So the app works by inviting people from the contacts list in your iPhone's address book, and it syncs to iCal. So you need the person in your address book you're also going to have their email address there, right, so that you can send an invitation?
Yeah. And you can also, if you know their email address but they're not in the address book, you could just type in the email address.
Okay, and the whole thing is managed from the app on the iPhone?
I'm sorry?
The whole thing is managed from the app on the iPhone? You don't have a website to log into to send invitations or anything?
No. It's all managed from the app. Sending invitations is all done from within the app, but you can respond to an invitation from the website, but you don't have to log in on the website. It's just a link you get in your email.
Cool. And so you get a notification light up on your phone if you've got an invitation to something?
Yeah. When you have the iPhone app on there and you get an invitation, you get a notification. And also we've made it all real time, so when somebody says they're available, it's immediately updated on your iPhone.
Cool. Are you going to do a universal app, or is it just going to be iPhone only?
I think it's going to be iPhone only, because you have all your contacts down there, and it doesn't need a lot of screen space. So I don't think we need to have an iPad. I think it would be better if we had a Mac app, maybe, for Mac OS X.
Sure. Yeah, I've got an iPad too, but I don't have any contacts or calendar on there. Everything's done on my phone because it's just always with me and much easier to manage.
Yeah, that's what we also thought. Yeah.
That makes sense. Cool. Jody, have you got anything?
Well, yeah. First of all, I wanted to compliment you, Peter. I love the simplicity of the app. It's a great interface and easy to use, easy to learn to use, and it works.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I guess, Yeah, all the and that's done by our designer Wouter de Bres, and he really likes simplicity, and we have really discussed every feature should be in there, and because we don't, if we put something in there, it has to work really well, and that's how we decide if a feature gets in or gets or not, and we don't want that many features.
And I like it a lot. I guess my question is whether you have any plans to integrate with, let's say, Facebook or LinkedIn or any of the other social media platforms at any point.
Yeah, we have thought about that. But at the moment, we have decided not to do it because you already all have your contacts in your address book. It would the only thing I would think would be good if we integrated like Facebook messages. So you don't get an email, but a Facebook message, and because a lot of people use that. But for now, I think we'll leave it at the address book. And maybe someday, if we can make it clean enough and not confusing, we will add a Facebook in there, yeah. Mm.
Steve, questions? Any questions for Peter?
Actually, I do. Of course, I know Jody and Jason mentioned the iCal integration. How about on the Windows side, like if you have iTunes on Windows, does it integrate with the Windows calendar side of things?
We do send when you pick a date, when you have a date that's going to be, and you get an email that with a Google Calendar file, and you can also add that to your iCal, yeah, and to your, Outlook.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's not within the app. It's only the email you get when the date is picked.
Oh, okay. So that's kind of neat where it emails you, but do you have to do that through Google Calendar where it emails you, or does the app do it itself? Or
no, the app sends everybody an email that was invited when the date is picked. And inside that email, there's an attachment with the date, so you can easily add it to your own calendar.
I like the email thing. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. Great app. What's coming up in the future for this app, Peter?
For now, we want to do have a better overview who you have invited, because we noticed that when somebody invites people and you are invited, you don't see who the rest of the people are. We want to build that into it.
Cool.
And we also want to have reminders.
Yep.
Sometimes people don't respond, and we want to be built into the app that you can easily remind somebody again to respond to your invite.
Cool.
That's something that we're going to build in the next version, and maybe someday in the far future that you can share a photo for an invite, like you're together at an event.
Mm.
And you can just share your photos, and then you have them all combined in there.
Cool. That'd be cool. What about, have you had many people ever talk about the app, like TechCrunch or any of them sort of people? Have they picked it up?
We have been in a lot of media, actually. But not a TechCrunch, but we've been on the Next Web.
Oh, yeah, nice, yep.
And that was great. And a lot of blogs in the Netherlands and in Germany.
Cool.
Mostly Europe, yeah.
And we actually blogged about it too. We actually did a story about it on my blog. I think Jacob or myself did a blog, a write up about it. It's quite good. It's a good app.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Great app, yeah. And I'm trying to get more people on it, but I think it's the harder people buying the app. I think they're a bit stingy with money, I think.
Yeah, that's something we noticed. Yeah, people don't like to pay for software. Mm. Yeah. So the technical people the real iPhone fans, but if you ask my girlfriend or my mother, they don't like to pay for apps. No.
You just give it to them for free.
Yeah, we can hand them out promo codes. Force them to buy it, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I would think
more often that the Android people wouldn't be willing to pay for an app compared to, you know, maybe the Mac or the iPhone or some of the other stuff.
But yeah, it's also something we have also heard, and that's why we decided also to build for the iPhone first.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Any plans for the iPad at all, coming onto the iPad?
For now, no. We're going to focus on the iPhone, and maybe I think sooner Android than the iPad.
What about any features for iOS 6 when it comes out for the app? Any Is that going to be integrated in any way at all?
I think Facebook is going to be integrated in iOS 6.
Yeah, no, I mean with the app, with your app.
Yeah, maybe if Facebook is integrated with the operating system, then we can integrate it better with our app.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
It's easier for users. Yeah.
Does it work with Siri?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Siri would be able to launch the app, but not to add invites and stuff into it.
Yeah,
I don't think that's even possible for an app to plug into the Siri system.
Mm. Be interesting, though.
Yeah.
All right. Jason, any questions?
That's about it for me.
Oh, that's about it. All right.
Very
well,
interesting
then,
app.
Very interesting app.
Really
yeah.
great and easy for managing things. If somebody has requested you, say, for lunch on Thursday at 1 o'clock and you can't make it, but you can make 2, can you propose a different time and that would go back to them?
Yeah, we currently that's possible only through the chat, so you have to ask them if they could add a date.
Ah, okay.
But it's not possible to add dates yourself. We have to talk about that, but we thought it would be confusing for the original sender if there are suddenly any dates extra in there.
Might get a bit more complicated for them to understand.
Yeah, so just want the sender to be able to manage everything, and the users or the recipients can ask for any additional days.
Yeah, I like this front summary screen where it's got 3 out of 6 responded, meeting you invited John, Tim, and 3 others, sort of a summary of each invitation. It's very good and easy to see at a glance what's happening.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's really important that you get a quick overview of what's happening and what's and I think our overview page, summary page, does that really well. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. JD, any more questions?
No, I just want to encourage everybody to download the app and just again remark that I think it's a great interface and appreciate your developing it.
Yeah, thanks, Peter, for coming on, mate. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
We should see if we could get a promo code or two.
Yeah, can we? Is there any chance we could get any at all?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah,
that'd be good, mate.
I'll send you by email some.
Yeah, that'd be good. You got my email address, mate?
Yeah.
All right, sweet. All right, where can they find you on the internet and Twitter and that sort of good stuff, and they can ask you questions?
Yeah, you can email me at hello@invapp.com and also Twitter at invapp.
Good stuff. Have you been on many podcasts like this one before? Have you done many interviews about the app?
No, actually, it's my maybe you noticed it, but it's my first podcast.
Wow. Good on you. There you go.
Welcome to the world of podcasting. I see on the website you're the brain, so you've got an iOS super ninja and a designer dude. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Very quick question for you, Peter, before we go.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah.
What if you reduce the price down to 99 cents, you think people would be buy it more then? Or?
Well, actually, we're doing a test next week and with a French site, and we're going to publish it for 1 day for free. Mm. It's going to be on 2nd of July. So if somebody doesn't want to pay, they can download it on the 2nd of July. I'm going to see if the app gets downloaded a lot then. And we're also going to experiment with the pricing a bit. Yeah, it's our first iPhone app. So we're experimenting with everything a bit right now.
Let us know and we'll tweet and message everybody we know.
Definitely. Just one more question, Peter. Are you in much competition with them sort of apps at all? Are you in much competition?
Yeah, you have Doodle.
Yeah.
It's a German startup.
Yep.
And you have, I also know of a Dutch startup. But I think we really win out on the user interface.
Yeah, definitely. Part. Definitely. I love the interface. It's really nice and really clean. And it looks really good on the iPhone 4S.
Yeah, we really put a lot of focus on that. And I think that's the main difference. And Doodle has more features, but I don't think more features makes a better app.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Peter, for coming on, mate. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Peter from Envy.
Yes.
Thanks, mate.
Envyapp.com.
If you want to hang around or you can stay or go or whatever. Flipboard. Let's talk Flipboard for a minute, Jody.
Okay.
Google Plus got an update that's been added onto Flipboard. Well, the app got an update. Flipboard app got an update.
You know, I think I'm mildly addicted to Flipboard.
Why is that?
I love the interface. I just, you know, it really makes everything look crisp and adds movement. And I did. You had mentioned the Google Plus. The only thing I'm disappointed with, there's absolutely no way to do a Hangout.
No, hang on. I need to stop you there. That's not made to do Hangouts. It's not made to do.
But I'm just saying in general, there's Google Plus Hangout on iPad.
Yeah, I don't think they'll put that in at all. I don't think they will, but. Yeah, they need to
do not even
like
Flipboard. I'm just saying in general.
Yeah. I hope they do put something like that. But yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, definitely. What about you, Steve? What's your view on this?
What, Flipboard?
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever used it before. What is Flipboard?
Wow. It's one of the best magazine apps to read on the iPad and on the iPhone.
That and my CRT television
and Android. You get an Android too, so there you go. Oh,
okay.
We have to bring him back into the 90s.
Yeah. And what about you, Pete? Have you checked out Flipboard, mate?
Myself, yeah, of course. It's an app you have to check out when you're a developer. It's beautiful. Yeah,
definitely. What's your favorite part about Flipboard?
For me, it's just the user interface. It was one of the first apps that had such an user interface, and it's nice that you have all your own stuff in there. So it's really personal. That's definitely what I like. Yeah,
definitely, it's cool that they've added Google Plus now. It's good.
Yeah,
no more streaming. No more looking at the web version of it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
What about you, Jason? What's your view on this?
I keep forgetting about Flipboard. I haven't used it for a while.
Oh wow! Okay,
I have to get back on there and check it out again.
All right. Well, next time you come back on the show, let us know how you like it.
It's a good way to read Reddit.
It is very cool. They've added so many cool things in the app. It's really good. They've added YouTube now and music.
I'll
stuff.
Have to check out the Google Plus part on there as well. I haven't seen that.
All right. It's so nice. So you're going to be away for 3 weeks now, Jason?
Yeah, next three Saturdays. Two weeks, but starting next Saturday to the last Saturday.
Nice. Where are you off to?
Up on the mid-north coast to visit my parents. My daughter is flying in for a two-week school holiday with me.
Good stuff. Now, you're also going to be missing it. Next week, you're going to miss this. We have a great guest on, and unfortunately, you won't be here. Mm-hmm. We're having Karen from Freeview Australia on.
Ah, that would be neat.
And if you've got any questions for her, let me know, and I'll ask her.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve, what's your situation? You won't be here next week as well? Or you may be here next week?
I was kind of contemplating what to do because I wanted to do an update plus with the actually seeing the lineage from the Columbus ships. I definitely wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I figured it'd give me a break from the show, but tell you the truth, I'd still be working filming this other thing. So
I just won't have anyone to do the video for me. Someone just sent me a message saying, what did he just say? I could be on the show to fill in. There you go. Done, Lee. All right, Lee, good on you, mate. You can be the filling guy. All right, that's cool. Lee can be on next week. That's good. In place for Jason. So cool. That's good. Go. Great stuff. There you go. And also we have Jody on next week as well, and maybe Steve as well. And Peter, thanks, mate, for being on.
Yeah, no problem. It was good to be there.
Everyone go get Envy app.
Yeah, go get the Envy app. Yeah, great app.
Yeah.
All right, where can they find you on the internet, Jason, before we go, mate?
Find me on Twitter, WAULOK, and you can find me at bluebilby.com.
Cool. And Lee, Jody just said you're awesome. Jody, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter as Sunswept, and you can find me on Facebook and the usual places as either Jody Rains or WebMarcom.
Cool.
And my website is webmarcom.net. And of course, you can find me here at Tech Webcast,
one of the great podcasts out there. And me at Brados and Tech Webcast. Steve, where can they find you, mate?
Here on justin.tv/LinusCoolDude, where we do the live version of the Tech Webcast, and of course on Twitter, chatterbox_live.
Cool, and don't forget to hit record at the end of the show.
Yeah,
and, you're right. That's a wrap. Thanks, guys. Being on. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks. Yeah.
See you all next week.
I love the app. No, we won't see you next week because you won't be here.
No.
See ya.
We'll think of you, though.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. Weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechheads.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads. Techheads, Australia's longest running tech news podcast.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more tech talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guests they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace!